Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, Savior, and Jesus Christ. We believe in one triune God, present from all eternity and existing into all eternity. He created the universe for us, and it was good. From the very start of Genesis, we are told that God is three in one, when he said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness." The plural pronouns allude to these three persons of God: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. More than 4,000 years later, we witness the presence of the Holy Trinity again at the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. As Jesus stepped out of the water, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down and sat on him in the form of a dove. Immediately, God the Father spoke from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Our God is a triune God. Jesus is one with the Father and the Spirit. But Jesus is also true man, and his mission to spread peace, love, and salvation came to him while he was on the earth. After having been tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he traveled to Galilee to begin his ministry preaching repentance. At one point, when Jesus saw the crowds who came to see him, he went up on the mountainside and sat down with his disciples to teach and preach, what we call today the Sermon on the Mount. This sermon summarizes his moral teachings and is given to us in the book of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7. It begins with the Beatitudes and includes sections on prayer, on fasting, and the Golden Rule. This morning, let us focus on how he ended that sermon. Listen to Matthew 7, 21 to 23. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." If you've been watching the news lately, you've probably seen some of the devastating storms that have occurred around the nation. We've seen flooded streets, washed away cars, demolished houses, and killed people. People have been swept away, drowned in high water, and died in their own houses and cars as huge trees were uprooted in saturated ground and blown over by high winds. We've even seen great floods here in Maine in the past. No one is truly safe. However, if your foundation is solid, you might sleep more soundly. But if your house is sitting on sand, you might be checking into the hotel by morning. Jesus doesn't say, "If the rains fall or wind blows." He states that the rain will fall. When the waters rise, the foundation matters. In life, storms are inevitable. It could be a catastrophic nor'easter, or just as easily, as likely, could be a job loss or a terminal diagnosis that you weren't expecting. The question isn't whether storms will come, it's whether your foundation will hold. The wise man builds his house on the rock. And that rock, of course, is Jesus, true God and true man, crucified and risen for you. We are wise when we listen to Jesus and do his word. His word is the rock of our salvation, the cornerstone that the builders rejected, a living stone that is manifested in a holy priesthood. The metaphor of the rock is a powerful one to Jesus. He even changed Simon's name to Peter, which is Petros in Greek, when he said to Simon, "And on this rock I will build my church." That rock, Jesus, is the solid foundation on which we have built our salvation. And that salvation is the Father's gift to us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The gift of God, my emphasis. And how significant was that gift? God gave us his only begotten Son so that we would not perish. Jesus, being of one substance with the Father, had to come down from heaven to us. He had to humiliate himself. He had to become true man, born of a woman. He had to suffer and die. Every week we recite, "He suffered and was buried," in the Nicene Creed. Have you ever given that phrase some dedicated thought? Have you ever internalized it? Think about it. He was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, bound up, and led away as a common criminal to the chief Pharisees, Herod and Pilate. Herod ridiculed him. Pilate was dismissive of him and joked about his kingship, and then washed his hands so that Jesus' blood would not be on him. The soldiers mocked him. They spat on him. They blindfolded him. They beat him with sticks. They rammed a circle of thorns about his head. His back was laid bare and bloodied with the whip. He was made to carry his own cross to Golgotha. He would be executed by crucifixion. He was stripped of his clothing. He was nailed to the cross through his wrists and his feet with what I think of as rusty, dirty nails, probably like small railroad spikes. His cross was raised to an upright position so that he had to push up on his feet and legs just to breathe. Is it any wonder that he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Being separated from God is indeed the greatest suffering. Finally, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he breathed his last. We recite, "He suffered and was buried." He endured terrible suffering for our sake. He died and was buried for our sake. But be assured, on the third day, he rose again. He died for our sins and rose for our salvation. He did all of this. We did none of it. Grace alone, through faith, Jesus is truly our rock. It's what we believe. So here's the good news. Storms will come, the rain will fall, the wind will blow, but when our life is built on Jesus Christ, when our hope is anchored in his word and his cross, you will stand. Not because you are strong, but because he is. He is the rock that never moves, the foundation that never cracks, the Savior who never fails. Christ stands forever. In the name of the living Christ, amen. Now may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Amen.